Hey Tony, congratulations.
Thank you.
How excited are you to be drafted by the Panthers?
Extremely excited, man. Truly blessed, too.
Tony, when did you feel like the Panthers were in play for you? I know you talked to them and maybe worked out also, but did you get a feel like that they were really interested?
Yes, sir, definitely. You know, we had a great workout with Coach Eric Washington, and, you know, definitely a good feel for the things they like to do up there with the defensive line. And, you know, I just couldn't wait to be a part of that.
That defensive line's already pretty stout. I know you got to be excited to join that group.
Yes, sir, extremely. Can't wait to work with guys like Hardy. Can't wait to Toomey, you know, so.
Can you talk about what you hope to learn from that group?
Just a lot of tricks of the trades, you know, definitely more so how to get to the ball without using the athleticism and then putting that together. And then that's why they got such a special group there. And then be playing, feeding out there, and, you know, learn as much as I can, just going out there, help them make plays.
Tony, what was it like waiting to hear your name called as the numbers kind of dwindled in the green room?
Oh, it was long and it was hard, but, you know, definitely a blessing. I got a support team around me, you know, family, friends, agent, you know, media people, everybody. You know, everybody definitely did a great job to make sure I was, you know, able to withstand it. So.
Tony, is there any part of you that's disappointed that you're coming into a situation that has already two established defensive ends?
Not at all, because I feel like if they need me to play in the middle or if they need me to come and back up somebody, then I can do that. You know, definitely not a disappointment at all, you know. So I know I got to get in there and catch up, do a lot of catching up to do, and, you know, just working in my spot, you know, so.
What do you see as the biggest adjustment that you need to make to this game?
The biggest adjustment is just learning to play. You know, I've been playing football all my life, different levels. I was always able to adapt to it. And, you know, when I learned the plays, I went out there and I did great. So just being able to go out there and just learn the plays, learn it from the older guys who's already there. You know, I feel like after I do that, just elevate my game and you become amongst them. That's how you become stronger and closer as a group. And that's why it's so successful.
Tony, what's your strength as a pass rusher?
Just be able to utilize my length, my speed, and my power, you know. In the middle, if I'm playing three tech, you know, being able to take on a double team or a single block, you know, working a guard or a center. And on the outside, I'll be able to utilize my speed and all the way to power and, you know, trying to get in the quarterback's head, you know, just playing with the quarterback's mind.
Fundamentally, Coney, technically, what do you have to get better at?
Well, fundamentally, I've been working with, you know, Chuck Smith and Bob Whitfield, and just working more so on my footwork, which corrected my hand placement and me, you know, stop popping up so high, and more explosive, actually, off the line. That goes a long way.
Coney, there were some scouts during the process that questioned your consistency and your competitive fire. What did you tell teams when they asked you about that?
I don't think it's rather a question of my consistency or competitiveness. Cause I'm competitive, period. You know, I hate losing. I hate losing. I hate for a guy to make a play on my side, on my watch. You know, so it's nothing of that sort. You know, just more so technical things which help better and elevate my game, and I'm going to continue to do that. And when I get there, learn from the older guys who's already there and established. And, you know, like I said, just be a contributor to impact player.
Hey, just to be sure, Chuck Smith, you're talking about former Falcons defensive end, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
One of the best in the business.
And a former Panther.
Yes, sir.
Coney, what's the origin of your first name?
Oh, African American. my mom let my cousin name me, and I was a baby. My cousin was a little older than I was. And she, I don't know where she came up with the name. I never really asked her, but I was supposed to be a junior after my dad, Willie Ely, and I was supposed to be a junior.
Have you gotten Coney 2014 a couple of times before?
Yeah, I see it on my Twitter hashtags, and I think it's funny, you know. I laugh at it, and, you know, at least I'm able to keep somebody laughing and happy. Cool.
Coney, how did you I was watching NFL Network, and you were obviously really iced out there. How did you come about getting all that bling?
Well, they do a great job here at the NFL draft. Been, you know, time after. Just getting with guys that's already been through this process, you know, they get it from. And they got to have a thing set up here for all the athletes to pick out, you know, different merchandise. And if they like it, they can get it. If they don't, they can bring it back. But it's just kind of advertising jewelry, which that's what I did. And I kind of like to look good, so it's nice. I picked out. And, you know, that's that.
How much of it are you going to keep?
I'm not going to keep any of it, you know. It's just kind of for show. It just kind of looked good.
Tony, I'm looking at the picture you posted to Instagram. Who do you remember who's in this picture after you were drafted?
My family.
But you know anyone in particular? Can you list them off or no?
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend, Asia Walker, my dad, Willie, my brother, Danny Jones, agents, Joseph Playboy, and that's pretty much it. Oh, my sister Rashonda, Huey, and her husband Roy, and my little niece.
Thank you,
Coney. I think Hardy was up at the draft at least yesterday. Did you see him at all this week?
To be honest with you, it's been a hectic week. It's been a busy week for me, so I really hadn't had time to kind of sit down with anybody until today. I saw a lot of the NFL veterans, Hall of Famers. Here and just got a chance to sit down and talk a couple of them.
Did you say you played a lot inside at Missouri? And if so, what percentage would you say?
I played inside on third downs, every third down, because we have two other pass rushers that come off the lines that was really, really good. You know, Marcus Gilden and Shane Wright going to be really good for Missouri this year coming up. And we utilized them, put me and Mike Sam out there, and we just, you know, sent four and dropped everybody else, so.
What did they tell you what your role would be here?
They feel like they utilized me in the middle, and they feel like, you know, I can come in and play in. So, you know, like I said, whatever they have established for me to do or what they want me to try out to do, that's what I'm going to do.
When you say play in the middle here, do you mean situationally?
Probably situational sub-packages, you know, definitely. But like I said, I have to wait till I get there. Kind of sit down and talk with Coach Washington, see what it is that he would really want me to do. I just work on that craft and, you know, elevate that part of my game.
What did you think of the name Kraken when you first heard Carolina's Greg Hardy?
I can't hear you say it again. You kind of faded.
When you first heard that Hardy called himself the Kraken, what did you think of that?
I mean, he's definitely in the right position to be able to say that, you know. The guy's a beast, man. You know, kind of watch him, how he plays the game, and just he plays with so much passion. He gets after the quarterback. He's a great guy to learn from.
All right. Thanks, Connie.
Thanks, Connie.
Thank you.